With me in the studio tonight is Jenny Bolte from the Weavers Guild of Greater Cincinnati. Their annual fiber arts sale is coming up on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, November 7th, 8th, and 9th. Thanks for coming in, Jenny, to talk about it.
Glad to be here. I'm really excited about the sale. I've seen some of the things that have come in through the review committee, and we've got some wonderful stuff.
How many artists are going to be there?
We hope to have about 60, so that's what we had last year.
Will it be the same artists who were there last year, a different collection?
A lot of the same ones, but we always have a few new people. I think it's always exciting in the Guild when a person decides they're going to sell something and not just give it to their family and friends who have to like it. And they're so excited when somebody bought my stuff.
And where's the Guild located? Where's the sale going to be?
It's at 4870 Gray Road, and that's in Spring Grove Village, kind of across the street from Spring Grove Cemetery.
Oh, okay. That'll be easy to find. Mm-hmm. And parking's easy?
Yes, we have parking there. Plenty of parking.
And it'll be on two floors?
Yes, we have a building there. We own the building. So we fill the rooms on the first floor, and there are rooms on the second floor, all full of merchandise.
Is it set up with tables so people just kind of walk through?
Right, tables, and we have mannequins, and we have hats and scarves and gloves.
Yeah, talk about some of the product that'll be there.
Well, when I was in a review session the other day, some hats came in, hand-knitted hats.
Different colors?
Yes, different colors and really interesting color schemes. And there was a shawl that came in that was kind of a variegated fall colors, rust and gold and green, and a real lacy kind of knit pattern.
And what was the fabric? I'm always fascinated by the different kind of fibers that are used.
Yes, one person who came in, she said she did mainly merino wool, and it was very silky. It wasn't scratchy. So the people who knit there are really knowledgeable about what kind of fibers they're going to use. And we have people using alpaca, which is a very fine kind of yarn also.
Will there be tie-dyed kind of things, different dyes?
Yes. Some people do silk scarves, and they do different dye techniques on the scarves. So some of them are batik, where you draw the design on with wax, and then you dye it several stages. Some people do shibori, which is a kind of wrapping technique and clamping, and then they dye it. So a lot of dyed things, silk scarves.
And it's perfect for the holiday gift-giving season.
Yes, it is. We try to keep that in mind so that if you're looking for something unusual and wonderful for a gift, you can find it there.
What kind of holiday? Are there holiday ornaments, things like that?
We usually have a few holiday ornaments, yes. Sometimes it's hand-knitted, like little tiny mittens, or it might be needle-felted little sheep. One person makes needle-felted little animals that are so unique. They're like little raccoons and foxes and things you wouldn't expect.
Are there things for children?
Yes. We have some baby hats and baby blankets. More for adults, though, I would say.
Jewelry.
Yes, we have jewelry. I have on some earrings today made from one of our members. We have beaded jewelry. We have jewelry made from fibers. There was a knitted necklace that came in that was real interesting with beads knitted into it. Would be great for casual clothes, too.
Oh, and hand towels?
We have a weaver who lives in Oxford, and she does wonderful table linens. Very finely woven cotton and linen guest towels and hand towels and tea towels. We also have things woven with bamboo and some things woven with hemp. So if we want to come and try some different fibers, the bamboo is especially absorbent.
Will there be demonstrations?
Friday night, it's just the sale because we have so many people come in. But Saturday and Sunday, there will be demonstrations. People weaving, people spinning, people doing something called locker hooking. It's kind of like a hooked rug, but she always comes and demonstrates that.
I suppose Friday night, there'll be a big crush and things will go. But will they be replenishing what they bring on Saturday and Sunday?
There's always plenty. So even though Friday night is our big night, then after it closes Friday night, we restock. And so Saturday is still full and Sunday.
So these are all handmade original pieces.
Right.
And if folks are there, they can talk to artists and maybe ask for commission work.
Yes. I think it's always interesting when a person is looking at an item and then I tell them, oh, that was made by so-and-so and they're upstairs. Let me go get them so that they can come and talk to the artists themselves.
And then they could perhaps, if they want something special for a Christmas gift, if there's time, they could maybe talk to the artist and see if they can get that done.
It depends on the item. And they might have something else at home, too, that they would offer for sale.
credit cards accepted?
Yes, we take credit cards, cash, checks.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a big weekend.
Yes, it is.
Thanks for coming in tonight.
Okay, it was my pleasure.
I've been talking with Jenny Bolte from the Weavers Guild of Greater Cincinnati. Their annual fiber arts sale is coming up Friday, Saturday, Sunday, November 7th, 8th, and 9th. You'll find a link to their website at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.